Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Joshua from Opinion Research. I'm talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in the state of Nevada?
I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male, non-female?
What's that got to do with voting?
Or additional gender category?
What is this about?
Mainly about politics. But we just want to make sure we represent everybody. Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender, queer,
male.
Gender, non-conforming? Male. Thank you. What is the year of your birth, please?
866.
Just the year.
62.
1962. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
Yes, Hispanic.
Yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or another Hispanic,
Mexican.
Latino? Thank you so much. And what is your race, please? Your race, please? White, Black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
I'm Mexican.
Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, Hispanic, yes.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, please? 12th grade or below,
yes,
no
high school.
High school diploma. Oh. High school graduate, diploma or equivalent, right?
Yes.
Thank you. No
yes.
matter how frequently you vote in your elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, any number.
7.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It all depends on the election.
As of now, in general, very satisfied.
Right now is very, very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The Republican Party, from 0 to 10, please.
Right now, 0.
J.D. Vance, please.
0.
Joe Biden.
10.
The Democratic Party.
8.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Senator Jackie Rosen.
8.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Harris.
Okay, Democrat Kamala Harris. I know it's still a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or undecided, or
Democratic.
Would vote for
Democratic? No,
thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are more important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 24 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A or B?
A.
Thank you so much. Is statement A much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
A.
A on this one.
The first one, yes.
Mm-hmm. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of your country, of the country? Negative or positive?
The future of our country?
The future of our country, the future of the country. Do you feel positive or negative about it?
Well, hopefully positive.
Okay, the future of the planet?
That's also hopefully positive.
Mm-hmm. Your own future? Your own future?
My own future? Well, I just retired, so I feel positive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
It'll be about the same.
And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Other or none of the above.
What was the first one?
I don't have time to vote.
Oh. It's easy for me to vote.
Just if you can indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote, if you think you might not vote in the upcoming elections, what do you think is the best reason why you might not on the list?
I don't have a good reason not to vote.
Okay, none of the above.
It's a small town and it's easy.
Thank you.
None of the above.
Perfect. Makes total sense. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. All politicians, Democrats, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
Well, mostly Republicans.
Mostly MAGA Republicans? Just one or?
Yes.
Or you will select another one?
No, just that one.
That one, okay. And below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very concerned, a 5 means that you are concerned nor aren't concerned, and a 0 means you are not at all concerned. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from 0 to 10.
I didn't get the question exactly.
It's in a statement in which is a potential threat to democracy in America, and you can select 0 to 10 on how much does it concern you. 0, it's not at all concerned. 5, it's neither concerned nor unconcerned. 10 is very concerned about the statement, which is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Well, that's a 10.
Mm-hmm. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. Any number from 0 to 10.
No, it'd be 0.
Okay. Creating a civilian state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
It shouldn't be the 0.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech from 0 to 10.
So this means that I don't like it, right?
10 means you're very concerned that it could be a threat.
Oh, so that's a 10.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
Oh, that's a 10.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Eight.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
And
having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
10.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
0.
Thank you very much. Moving forward now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Very small.
Not very small problem. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years or no? I'm sorry?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you personally. Okay, I understand. And below, there are some very short statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means that you're not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation from 0 to 10.
10.
Yeah. Was that 10, sir?
Do what?
What was the number you used on that one?
10.
Thank you. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes from 0 to 10.
That's another 10.
Thank you. Moving forward now, the 82% almost don't. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make a change on issues, on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Attending city council meetings, volunteering for local organization in my community, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, posting on social media, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, or none of the above. You can select one or two.
Go to meetings and talking to friends or family.
Okay, engaging in civil disobedience, you said?
No, just going to meetings.
Oh, I'm sorry, the line broke up for a minute. Okay, attending city council meetings, and also you said talking to friends and family about politics. Thank you.
Yes.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all, from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you so much. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party on this side.
Kamala Harris.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
More Democratic.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union, or no?
About what?
Have you ever been a member of a union, or are you a member of a union?
I have been, yes.
Former member, okay, thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
I own.
Homeowner, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were any of your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them, or one of them was both?
Both.
Born outside. Both were born outside in another country, okay? And
yes,
for whom
both.
Did you vote? Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election general for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican? Someone else? Not eligible to young, not registered? Or did not vote?
Democrat.
Joe Biden, Democrat, thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student or other?
I'm retired.
You are retired, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all the sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $65,000 to $74,999, between $75,000 to $84,999, between $85,000 to $99,999, between $100,000 to $124,999, between $125,000 to $149,999, between $150,000 to $174,999, between $175,000 to $199,999, between $200,000 to $224,999, between $225,000 to $249,999, between $250,000 to $399,999, or $4,100 or more? $400,000.
Between $40,000 and $50,000.
Okay, between
40,000
40,000 and 50. Okay, understood. Got it. In that case, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.